What's up? Test your LDS IQ. Note, you may need assistance with this activity. Accompanying this activity, we have the pictures of all the prophets since the prophet Joseph Smith. And you are to match the Latter-day prophets above with a statement about them below and see how many you can get right. Number 1, Joseph Smith. 2 is Brigham Young. 3, John Taylor. 4, Wilford Woodruff. 5, Lorenzo Snow. 6, Joseph F. Smith. 7, Heber J. Grant. 8, George Albert Smith. 9, David O. McKay. 10, Joseph Fielding Smith. 11, Harold B. Lee. 12, Spencer W. Kimball. 13, Ezra Taft Benson. 14, Howard W. Hunter. And 15, our current prophet, Gordon B. Hinckley. Okay, let's see how you can match these up. A. He spoke on the first radio broadcast of General Conference in 1924. The answer? 7. Heber J. Grant. B. He was a Methodist preacher in Canada before he joined the church. The answer? 3. John Taylor. C. He was known as T in his youth. The answer? 13. Ezra Taft Benson. D. He played football for the University of Utah, where he was the class valedictorian before serving a mission in Scotland. The answer? 9. David O. McKay. E. He was prophet for 30 years, the longest presidency in church history. The answer? 2. Brigham Young. F. As a missionary, he gave a copy of the Book of Mormon to Queen Victoria. The answer? Is 5. Lorenzo Snow. G. He shares his middle name, Bittner, and Elder Joseph B. Worthlin of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The answer? 15. Gordon B. Hinckley. H. He earned his teaching certificate at age 17 and was known throughout his life as a master teacher. The answer? 11. Harold B. Lee. I. He loved to read the scriptures and had read the Book of Mormon twice by the time he was 10. The answer? 10. Joseph Fielding Smith. J. In 1844, he was a candidate for President of the United States of America. The answer? 1. Joseph Smith. K. He asked church members to lengthen your stride and become better people. The answer? 12. Spencer W. Kimball. As a youth, he loved to sing and play his guitar. The answer? 8. George Albert Smith. M. At the age of 15, this prophet was called on a 4-year mission to the Sandwich Islands. The answer? 6. Joseph F. Smith. N. This prophet had many accidents and injuries. He was bitten by a rabid dog, pushed into a cauldron of boiling water, and nearly crushed by a water wheel. The answer? 4. Wilford Woodruff. O. He gave up his music career to have a settled family life when he married Clara Mae Jeffs in 1931. The answer? 14. Howard W. Hunter. End of testing your LDS IQ. If our thoughts make us what we are, and we are to be like Christ, then we must think Christ-like thoughts. President Ezra Taft Benson, 1899 to 1994, Think on Christ, Ensign, March 1989, page 4. A Light in Gallatin. Latter-day Saint youth in Missouri, many of who are church pioneer descendants, are joining efforts with other Missourian descendants to create a new history for the church in Gallatin. In an area where misunderstandings once led to the expulsion of the early saints from Adamondi Ammon, Gallatin and Far West, youth today are coming together to build trust and friendships. These young men and women have become a light in their community. Last March, LDS youth participated in an open house for the first church-built meeting house in Gallatin, Davies County. They worked with displays, moved furniture, invited their teachers and friends to attend, and tended the guest book. Besides helping those who toured the new meeting house, Many youth also sang in the building's dedication choir. The Gallatin youth are active in community projects. For example, Gallatin City Hall now displays a new hand-carved city sign built and installed under the direction of Eagle Scout Sheldon Turley of the Gallatin branch, Liberty, Missouri Stake. Painting homes, cleaning our gutters, delivering holiday meals with members of other faiths, distributing handmade teddy bears to the Gallatin police and fire departments, and clearing and cutting down trees to help with beautification projects are just a few ways these youth are offering the light of the gospel to everyone in Gallatin. It happened in February. February 2, 1833, Joseph Smith completed translating the New Testament. February 14, 1853, President Brigham Young broke ground for the Salt Lake Temple. February 8, 1990, Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles dedicated Romania for the preaching of the gospel. February 3, 1992, the Russia-St. Petersburg Mission was organized. Choose the right. Every time you sing this hymn, you repeat the phrase, "Choose the right," 14 times. See hymns number 239. The hymn was first published in 1909. The composer, Henry A. Tuckett, was a candy maker who wrote music as a hobby. The tune is named after his wife, Agnes. Be careful when you sing it. Sometimes congregations pronounce the line, "Let no spirit of digression," correct, as "let no spirit of discretion," incorrect. That changes the line's meaning from "don't get off course" to exactly the opposite. End of the section, What's Up?